This is CPX number 29, I Believe in the Holy Ghost. This is the 8th article of the Creed, as found in the Catechism of Pope St. Pius X, 8.1. If you have the Eterna Press version, we are on page 25 to 27, question and answer 1 through 12. God give you his peace. Let's begin in prayer. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Heavenly King, Consoler Spirit, Spirit of Truth, who art present everywhere and filling all things, treasure of all good and source of all life, come dwell on us, cleanse us, and save us, you who are all good. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. What are we taught in the 8th article, I Believe in the Holy Ghost? Answer. The 8th article of the Creed teaches us that there is a Holy Ghost, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, and that like the Father and the Son, he is God, eternal, infinite, omnipotent, creator and Lord of all things. Question number 2, from whom does the Holy Ghost proceed? Answer. The Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and the Son, as from one principle, by way of will and love. Question number 3, if the Son proceeds from the Father, and the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and the Son, it would seem as if the Father and the Son are prior to the Holy Ghost. How then can it be said that all the three persons are eternal? Answer, it is said that all the three persons are eternal because the Father has begotten the Son from all eternity, and the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and from the Son from all eternity. Question number 4, why is the third person of the Blessed Trinity specially designated by the name of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit? Answer, the third person of the Blessed Trinity is specially designated by the name of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit because he proceeds from the Father and from the Son by way of spiration and of love. Question number 5, what work is especially attributed to the Holy Ghost? Answer, to the Holy Ghost is specially attributed the sanctification of souls. Question number 6, do the Father and the Son sanctify us equally with the Holy Ghost? Answer, yes, all the three divine persons equally sanctify us. Question number 7, if this is so, why is the sanctification of souls specially attributed to the Holy Ghost? Answer, the sanctification of souls is specially attributed to the Holy Ghost because it is a work of love, and the works of love are attributed to the Holy Ghost. Question number 8, when did the Holy Ghost descend on the apostles? Answer, the Holy Ghost descended on the apostles on the day of Pentecost, that is, 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ and 10 days after his ascension. Question number 9, where were the apostles during the 10 days preceding Pentecost? Answer, the apostles were gathered together in the supper room with the Virgin Mary and the other disciples, and were persevering in prayer in expectation of the Holy Ghost, whom Jesus Christ had promised to send them. Question number 10, what effects did the Holy Ghost produce in the apostles? Answer, the Holy Ghost confirmed the apostles in the faith, filled them with light, strength, charity, and an abundance of all his gifts. Question number 11, was the Holy Ghost sent for the apostles alone? Answer, the Holy Ghost was sent for the whole church and for every faithful soul. Question number 12, what does the Holy Ghost do in the church? Answer, the Holy Ghost gives life to the church by his grace and by his gifts, as the soul gives life to the body. He establishes in her the kingdom of truth and of love, and he helps her to lead her children in safety along the way to heaven. Thus are the words of the Holy Pope. Timestamp. I'm not going to reread any of those questions today because they all come together in an important realization that in some sense today is this. The measure of how much you love the Holy Spirit is measured by how much you love Mary. Now, they're not the same person, of course, but they are spouses, so we're going to talk about that. I want to talk today specifically about the Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. Of course, the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is the same person. It is the third divine person of the Trinity, but we'll use the term of the translators of the Catechism today, namely, the Holy Ghost. Now, we talked a little about this in an earlier CPX on Mary and St. Maximilian Kolbe, but I want to go a little bit deeper today. I'll flash on the YouTube version here some pictures from my last trip to Lourdes. Okay, so most of you know what happened at Lourdes was that the Immaculate Virgin Mary appeared to St. Bernadette in the 19th century. To be specific, she had a very interesting line about herself on the Annunciation of 1858. That is, on the 25th of March, 1858. Mary said, "Que soy era Immaculata Concepcion." It's my best attempt at Gascon Occitan, the language Mary spoke to St. Bernadette. As a side note, Gascon Occitan is a dialect of the language of Occitan, also known as the Languedoc. And Occitan, it's either a dialect of several Romance languages, or it's actually its own Romance language. Again, Languedoc, or Occitan. And it's spoken in southern France, Spain, Monaco, and even a few places in Italy. But that's the language Mary spoke to Bernadette when she appeared. It actually wasn't French or Spanish. And again, the lines of the Mother of God in Gascon Occitan appearing in the boonies of southern France, really the backwoods boonies of southern France, sounded something like this. Que soy era Immaculata Concepción. Again, that means I am the Immaculate Conception. Now, as I said earlier, if Bernadette had made this up, she would have been smart to say something like, Mary said, I was immaculately conceived. Not this line that nobody had heard before, I am the Immaculate Conception. It would be like if I claimed Jesus appeared to me, Father Dave Nix, one night and said, I am crucifixion. My critics out there would be like, no, so you claim Jesus appeared to you and he didn't speak English correctly? In fact, they would be correct to ask me, would it even be theologically correct for Jesus to appear to you and say, I am crucifixion? Of course, if he appeared, it would make more sense if our Lord said, I am the crucified one, or I am the crucified and risen one. And they would be correct. My critics would be correct to say this would be better English and better theology. But Mary really did appear to Bernadette, so why did she say that? And this was a great mystery for a long time, namely that Mary appeared and said not, I'm the one who is immaculately conceived, that certainly would have been true, but rather, I am the Immaculate Conception, que soy era Immaculata Concepción. St. Bernadette was, of course, vindicated by this. Obviously, it wasn't a tall tale because she was totally vindicated by the miracle of the spring and numerous more apparitions, the approbation of the church, the creation of that basilica, and of course, the big thing, thousands of miracles, thousands of healings there at the spring of Lourdes. So there's no doubt it was truly the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, who appeared at Lourdes to St. Bernadette. Now, the Franciscans are very Augustinian and Trinitarian in their theology, and of course, St. Maximilian Kolbe would have been a little boy growing up in Poland who knew of this account of Lourdes. And so in some sense, maybe he was pondering his whole life these interesting words, que soy era Immaculata Concepción. Now, we talked a little bit about this in a previous CPX, but we're going to go a little bit deeper. Remember, right before being arrested by the Nazis, St. Maximilian Kolbe scribbled the answer to this theological riddle that would be discovered later, I think after his death. And Kolbe realized that, as we heard today in the Catechism, he already knew this, the Holy Ghost was not created in time, but spirated in eternity, thus making the Holy Ghost the eternal Immaculate Conception. Now, Mary, of course, was conceived in time in the womb of St. Anne via the natural union with St. Joachim, but she was conceived without sin in absolute purity. And this is different from, of course, eternal spiration, but there is a similarity. The Holy Ghost is the eternal Immaculate Conception, and the Immaculate Virgin Mary is the temporal Immaculate Conception. Spouses share the same name. Now it made sense to St. Maximilian Kolbe right before his arrest why Mary didn't just say she was immaculately conceived, which was certainly true, but why she said, I am the Immaculate Conception. And as we learned today in the Catechism, the main attribute we recognize on earth of the Holy Ghost is charity or love, charity and the sanctification of souls. And so what happens at Pentecost? The apostles are caught into the union of these two spouses, the Holy Ghost and the Holy Theotokos, the Mother of God. And this love of these two mystical spouses overflows onto the apostles at Pentecost to have them bring to all nations the gospel of Jesus Christ, to enlighten and inflame the pagan world with truth and love. But since Pentecost, Mary has gained the name the destroyer of all heresies. Why is Mary the destroyer of all heresies? It's linked to the fact that she is the Immaculate Conception and spouse of the Holy Ghost. Remember, Christ is the head of the church, and if all grace is passed through Mary's hands, then that in some sense would make Mary the neck of the mystical body of Christ, the neck of the church. In the first century, these graces were primarily for Jews and pagans to become Christian. I believe that now in the 21st century, this is still Mary's goal, but also on top of that, to destroy the heresies that afflict so many Christians. And this is where we have to remember the promises that Mary gave to St. Dominic. And the third promise of the rosary given to St. Dominic was that, quote, the rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies, end quote. Destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. Do we need this now more than ever? All the great works of Mary, and especially her spouse, the Holy Ghost, come together in the Rosary, which in some sense is our link to Pentecost, this mystical union of the Holy Ghost and Mary, because spouses have one mission and one love. If you like this podcast, please rate me on Apple, or if you're on YouTube, please tell your friends about it to subscribe. But most importantly, please say an Our Father for me, et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos et maniat semper. Amen.